I
there's
actually many issues, read but... it. I don't even know how to read, and I read it. Because I'm not the kind of cover you should be.
Okay, please continue.
Yeah, so I think it's thing to do now to hit pause on the youth thing. We will see, you know, like over days, like cooler heads will prevail.
Especially
I'm there. That's all.
For now, I must say, when I drafted up that announcement in staff chat and asked everybody on its opinion, Roy pointed out how similar it sounded to the wording of Anon during the Soviet kooky debacles. So I walked right.
That's hilarious.
I walked right into that knife. Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah, that was wasn't lost on a lot of people. One of the biggest problems I think with the whole situation is for the wide variety for most people, I don't think youth was a known, like, you've heard of youth, you've seen the dossiers, most people have seen the dossiers, but you don't really know him. He doesn't re-interact with a lot of people, and then some of the interactions he has was negative. So he didn't earn the position to the people that actually keeps the chats alive. And if you don't have someone that's, you know, it seems like you put him in a position and he came out of nowhere.
That is completely true. Yeah.
Yeah.
But also,
I didn't know who he was. Like, once I connected the dots, I'm like, oh, okay, I know who this guy is.
Yeah.
I heard of this guy. I read his dossier.
Imagine you come into the server, you're perceived and being clowned on, being memed on. You don't really have the grounds to build your persona after all the things that have happened.
I
don't quite agree.
Believe me,
I was you following to myself.
I know that. I know it's hard to come out, to change the perception of people have of you. I know that, but it doesn't mean you can't work towards it, you know, or put some effort into it, let people know you.
That's also true. And I want to add to that. One second. Within staff, we had after we put up the restriction, I have worked with you for quite some time. We try to bring staff and youth closer together. I've made a server, a meeting room server, invited all staff. I've gotten old staff on it. I've brought Sam Black and Sinto onto it, so they can be part of that discussion about youth, and it was largely ignored.
May I interrupt you there?
Yeah, because nobody thought it was serious, because nobody actually considered something as insane as that.
I asked you kindly not to do this server thing because we're worlds like in the middle of arguing about the youth destiny, and you made that server while I was completely AFK, and I like was, dude, it was like bad move from you.
I made a server as a place for discussion, and I
yeah, and you defended
to wake
him.
Up and come back to the discussion as it would be. A lot of people have raised a point. You've had made a statement, and we were pretty much just waiting for you to state your business on him.
Let me just say something here. I think this actually is a key point that a lot of people brought up is the server servers you make like that, the way you keep it in the shadows, the back room, it feels like back room bargaining about a server that all of us enjoy, and most of the people, or a good number of the people, have no involvement with those other backroom servers. So it kind of makes us feel like, you know, we don't have control over the area where, I'm not here all that often anymore, but a lot of people that are here doesn't even know stuff's going on. And when it does going on, they have no say. It seems like members should have access. Anybody that has a member should have access to those servers or chat rooms or whatever. But it seems like everything's done in the back room, a smoky back room, with just
the server,
people that
the
are
server
in
a click. Was just on for staff, really. It wasn't backroom bargaining, really. It was just an appendix for staff chat, basically, just for one topic.
Why didn't staff suffice? Why didn't staff chat here suffice? Why was there need for an appendix?
Yes,
why is there need for all these other places when you can perfectly
why
keep
do you bring other people that are no longer in this chat?
Because especially since Capelka was AFK for a lot of time during that, the discussion in staff chat would have just moved on. And this server is just made for it, basically.
Dude, I just asked you not to do the server because I was AFK for such a long time, and I was, I think, the one who mainly advocated to ban youth. And you made the server, and, like, I convinced other mods to keep youth at server.
I made the server especially because you were AFK, so you could partook in... Exactly because of that, I made the server. There could have been the discussion about it. So it was to. Yes, it was. It was to for the latter, to get that out of the way. Is a good question. Yeah, because on this server brought up about himself, the server, the issues he's seen, it goes hand in hand, really. And this was taken as an example, proposed youth posting, as it was mentioned in the staff chat, would have been really just a containment for the IDs he would have brought towards the server.
For him.
I mean, that isn't... It is still relevant, but it's really not in the picture anymore. That decision is off the table for now.
Alright, so if youth was valuable in the past, and is now, then why give him a role for it? Why does he need that?
I tried to ask that.
I recall that, and I responded to it as I would respond now, because if he part of the staff, I would consider him part of the staff. I want to explain more on the role. The server ops role was thought up for initially for Coin and the mod the bot staff. Capelka was taking a break. I wanted to have Coin there. A good moderator, but I would have given him the bot stuff regardless. So I thought of the ops role, and then the discussion came up about youth's contribution, possible contribution to the server. Thought it would be best to put him in the same category, something separate. The permissions on that would be are higher, since moderator being it being below moderator would have allowed a permission escalation with mod self-appointing permissions through the bot over moderator abilities themselves. So it was placed above moderator in the server role system, but it wasn't intended as moderator plus, as it was called, even though it clearly appeared as moderator plus. It wasn't.
It's like a subsidiary role for
exactly, helping. Yeah. It's not possible with Discord without fucking everything up. Well, the main mistake was just doing that without asking, going for input from people without people hearing people if they even want you to contribute. Even now, I think.
Okay, but what are you gonna do about it? How are you gonna fix this mess? How are you gonna bring those people back?
I think I just fixed that mess. I don't know, since when you joined the VC, I'm here to elaborate more. I've done the announcement. Can you please stop? Thank you. And I said I will reach out tomorrow to the people that have left. I think when everybody has cooled down, there will still be a chance that those people will rejoin. Promise anything, but I will do my best to ensure that. Still, I
all right.
Find it quite, I would say, distasteful. Of course, it was very rash for me to just do the decision, but I would have anticipated, actually, that more discussion would have taken place before people would leave out of protest.
You can't really expect them to discuss before leaving if you've clearly shown you don't want any discussion. You didn't notify anyone about this decision. Nobody knew. No discussion, nothing. And now you're saying it's distasteful that they left without discussion? It doesn't matter.
I've said of course, mistake is on my part with being with doing it without asking. But I would have at least the outreach happening in chat just go up and take the leave without word. Didn't expect that.
Yeah, technically.
I think their announcement was literally the entire server going down on you. That was their announcement.
The only way they could protest.
And if that isn't as much as of an announcement that people are leaving when they're literally shitting on their bosses, I don't know what is.
I mean, that technically...
That had to take some time to develop. Initially, you would have... Of course. And you must say that this announcement by those people have been heard, or else I wouldn't be here like this right now.
I mean, technically, I can agree with you, Phil, that this was... All of this was a giant overreaction, because in the end, it's just one of the many Discord servers we're on in the Bambi community. It's not a big deal. Worst case scenario, the server dies. Everyone, me included, acted like the world is ending. It's no big deal. Everything.
I don't think it's about the background, the memeing that went on in here and the server dying. No, it's of course not the worst of it. People will still talk to each other. But it's about how people treated each other and how literally all of the trust and whatever we had in maybe was thrown out the window in that. And it's not so much about a physical, you know, series of ones and zeros being a server, of course not. But it's about, you know, how you treat each other. And clearly this was a very fucked up example of leadership going wrong, communication going wrong, and it not being rectified in the end.
Yeah, I agree with that. But still, I think even for that, it's a big overreaction.
Yeah, but if we don't overreact, nothing gets done about it. I don't think if we didn't literally meme the fuck out of it and go off, nothing would have been done about it. And I think it would have let moderators and admins alike know that they can get away with this sort of shit.
I want to amen that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, you're right about
that. That's why protests are a thing. If we sit still and do nothing, they'll think it's okay and they'll get bolder and brasher and won't learn from their mistakes.
True. Well, in the end, it worked out.
Almost. I completely agree. The only problem I had during this conceding on some things would be you've been here is with a very big impact.
Yeah, but if I may make a suggestion, if he's such a backroomer as everybody claims, please keep him in a backroom and talk to him there. Don't, like, it's fine. Ignorance is bliss, and that's fine for this place, because we've always done it that way. We've always been blissfully ignorant to the problems that we have, except for staff, of course, and we've lived like that, and that's why things have gone well. Of course people knew, but that's the only way you can keep this place going before it implodes on itself. So keep him in a separate room, keep him in another server, who gives a shit?
Dale, are you making breakfast?
Don't make the community implode on itself like it's doing right now.
I agree. I want to interject for a moment. I was just tagged in a post, Elite Creator, remember? A strategy that I've seen works for these sort of decisions is to set a minimum time periods for things to be decided. You announce something, then give 12, 24, 36 hours before the vote debate is over. So any time a role or promotion is thought of, you announce the idea, set a minimum time to be debate and vote, and always wait it out. So there are no exceptions, even for the most obvious choices you know will get 100% of the vote. Simple and very reliable. That is a very good decision, very good, the word suggestion. I like that idea to have a sort of constitutional time set before making the decision, because when you look in the past of the things that have caused drama for the server, which hasn't been background bargaining, has been rash discussions, decisions. Yes. Things being not discussed, things being not thought through.
All right, so here's an idea. Drama. Here's an idea. Let's put this method to the test. Let's see what Elite Cat Crack actually does. Let's set it up. Let's do a trial run and put forward Ban Youth. Do it. Let's see how it works. You'll know you'll get 100% of the turnout. You know everybody will be involved.
We've done it before.
Holy shit, there's a lot of people.
We have done it before.
Ken, should I mute you or will you be quiet?
But, I don't know why.
I don't think he will be quiet.
With the whole thing was like Youth getting any kind of role where he has mod privileges, where he can just rashly ban, kick, and do things. Like his fuse is shorter than Bombi's. That's something that we should have drove everyone.
Not only that,
I agree. That was due to the nature on how the role was devised. Yeah, that I just put him into that bin. That in the announcement it was a catch-all, so I put him in there. The right permissions, at least. It was maybe not the right decision to even have him in there, but it was clearly not the right decision to give him this kind of privileges.
So just to clear things up for a second, because I think there's a lot of confusion about what Youth can actually do now. So what does his role allow him to do that is anything above member?
It's a staff check. That is the baseline.
Okay. So he can do anything a moderator can.
Oh.
He could. Not anymore.
Could. Not anymore. For now, in at this moment, he can still see staff chat because town hall is still going on. I've stripped the role of all executive privileges, so it can't do anything else than just view the chats. Strip it.
Then that seems fine to me, because I think a lot of people think that with Youth getting this role and not fully understanding what its powers are, might start thinking, oh, well, like somebody said, I'm sorry, I don't remember who, that he's going to start banning people and that he's going to just do rash shit, which we've very much seen isn't a good idea. So now that it's been cleared up that he basically has one little thing extra, which is view mod chat, or staff chat, which we of course have no way of confirming, but I trust your word on it.
Show you the role panel if you don't believe me.
He doesn't have any extra permissions, and he can only view certain staff chats. I can see permissions with
plugins. So then that's fine. I think that's what the biggest animosity about this was about, because people of course care that he's involved and that he has some sort of more say and input than your average member. But knowing that he can't actually do the things people think he can do is okay. And I think that if you announce that, it would clear up a lot of things. Because for the last past hours that I've been in VC, a lot of people have been bringing up as the main point of complaint about Youth is the things he might do. But if you just let people know, you know, he can't actually do shit. He's just in an advisory position.
Not anymore.
That would clear up a lot of things.
Could do those things.
Could do those things. And he was... basically, the whole point of Roy's compromise was reverting everything except having Youth position to the server. And even this compromise was brought to me that it wasn't accepted, really. May it be to the heating, the current heat of the discussion, or may it be to a general against Youth being in any advisory position. I don't know, but for now, have any permissions, and he's just basically until the remainder of the town hall, which is in here in this VC role.
Okay. I also have a question.
As server, okay, right, the people that you kind of surround yourself with, that's up to you. That's not a problem. That's not an issue with any of us, really, I don't think. But it's just, as long as it's very transparent and as long as that everybody's kind of, I don't think anyone really has a problem with it. Youth himself, nobody really knows who he is, right? Outside of the two big incidents he's been involved with. But give him a chance to get known by the community, and I think, and have it be more of a gradual kind of a thing if you do want to get him more staff. And I think you're doing, the right thing, Phil. I think that this kind of new,
I addressed this before. I agree. The thing about youth is just a gradual progression with the community would be very hard, at to say the least, because every time he enters the server, he gets clowned on. He's youth and he's well-spoken, and people don't really give him a chance. And I was also kind of aiming to force onto that. And of course, he has been hurt in a town hall, but it hasn't turned out satisfactory.
For people hating youth isn't that he's well-spoken or he's using big words. I think it's his past in the quagmire, and he admitted it.
Admitting
you commit genocide doesn't make it good. Hitler saying, yeah, I killed 6 million Jews doesn't make it okay to fucking say, yeah, oh, well, I'm good now. Like,
6 million Jews is exactly the same thing as a Discord server. I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Well, no, right. But no, on no. Our scale of severity, I'm not comparing what you did to World War II. Of course not. But I'm putting it on a relative scale for the shit we've been...
On the posting.
Well, on our scale of things. I like that.
I love how there's been TikToks dropped in the middle of this, and no one cares.
Oh, shit. It's called I also...
Now, the real question is, did I just bait you all into opening TikTok? Continue.
Youth also actually just dropped something in a different server that apparently I'm in, saying that he has no purpose anymore for some reason.
I believe that's the drama.
The guy is awake for like 40 hours now, I think.
It was 27 3 hours ago, so it's like 31-ish.
I have another question. Why youth? Why you? Where you have so many other good candidates?
That is a good question, because I don't think there is anyone like you. You know, he's known for the massive wall of taxi rides. He's known to be extremely well spoken. Yeah. I wasn't going to say that. He's extremely well in putting his thoughts and his ideas into work.
I can think of only one person hated more by the community than you, and it's Alan, and it's not the good thing.
By now, definitely.
There actually were two new TikToks posted. Sorry, keep going.
Before that, I'm not so sure. Definitely okay. One second, I gotta check a Clownbee posts. Youth is terrible at putting his thoughts into words. You fucking moron.
And that is true.
I don't Big think necessarily he has...
With the moderator, like, the rules and server info written by Mr. Black literally states that moderators... I get it. I mentioned this to you earlier, but yeah, like, he's not... Well, he's well known by the people in the community, but, like, that's not well known for being good. He's not active, you know, he is... I mean, I know he created a new account recently. You know, but he has like 500 messages in his current account, and what, he's been on for like a week and a half. Some people get 500 in like a day, and his old account as well, it probably doesn't have that many messages either.
You forgot he hates the community too.
For, his old account was banned for like most of the formative.
So whenever people speak to him though, I don't really have the greatest, even those who don't clown on him have had very negative conversations with him.
That's true. He's very aggressive.
If I may, for a second, come back to what you said about the reasons youth is a useful candidate and actually got the thing. I don't necessarily... You have a horde of people, trust me, who can write you entire PhDs flawlessly, who can put their thoughts on paper better than psychologists can. You have all these people...
Yeah, I wasn't finished. Sorry, I wasn't finished. I was interrupted. I was going to say he has the ability to put his thoughts into which is clear, and he has shown continuous incentive to me to take initiative on policy making, kind of what Black left a kind of void of, was this write up of what people are supposed to bring to the community, how the federal like policy making, that in itself is a skill that I think is I miss that from the time Mr. Black was owner.
So if we are
setting on youth,
on the topic of
that,
you know,
sort of thing, for example,
rule making, law making, whatever, and you know, sort of the tasks you describe, there are prominent examples within this community of people who have done exactly so. There have been an insane amount of good ideas put forward. Put in suggestion or elsewhere or in Bombi posting or member, sure, wherever it may be. And I just think that the people who have actually had those ideas pushed through, whereas we don't have any example of youth actually bringing forward something useful, he is very unproven, unlike people who have been here doing that exact same thing in a very public view.
I completely agree. And this was one of the main problems that have caused this backlash.
I think it's now, you know, with 2020 hindsight, of course, it's not fair. But, you know, if you had brought him in on an alt or something else and took a week or two to get him familiarized the community even with him, this would not only have, you know, let people know, sure, he's maybe new, but he has some good ideas. You would have not nearly know where the backlash of the history that youth has. And most problems that people have with their history here have always been solved that way. And it's never been an issue. So why was youth not treated in a similar way, as you have stated that you did anticipate backlash over it? And alternatives have provenly worked over time. Why were they not implemented?
Because that wasn't considered by me. I backlash, but not on this scale.
So let me ask you this. What great idea has he had that made you want to bring him on?
I think I can't answer that in just one statement. I try to question before from Doug, I think it was his general showing his incentiveness, and the time I more or less have been forced to work together with him because of all the dossier shit. That's why I know how he puts forward his thinking and his ideas. That's why I was convinced, but of course just forced on everybody.
So if you say you were forced to work with him because of the sheer shit that was going on, I think a bit of transparency would have helped you a lot here. You know, because you have everybody here very willing to support you in maintaining the server. We know very well that it is a massive shit show running a server this size. But we are very understanding people. Don't get me wrong. We are willing to help you with these kinds of things. So I'm not saying this was what you did wrong this time. You made mistakes, sure. and I'm willing to forgive you for that, but please, in the future, if you need input, if you need help with something, if you need some person like Youth, be transparent about it. Nobody is going to blame you for saying, I need a bit of help with this, or I need input, or I need suggestions on this. Everybody will be more than willing to help you. And of course, you're going to get the memes. There will always be, Kirsch will always be shit posting. Somebody else will always dump well-spoken on your comments. Sure. But I think most people are more than willing to help you with these kinds of issues. And next time, I think, although it may be scary to have transparency, it's always scary to leak, to tell, you know, staff-related stuff or to ask for opinions on that. It is a fear, but I do honestly think that if you put it forward in the way Elite Cataract proposed it, you can help this a lot. And, you know, I trust you as an owner. I very much do, because you own up to your mistakes, and that's a lot more than I can say for a lot of people. But in the future, please consider that way of moving forward instead of...
Yeah.
Using one singular person as an advice point. Use your community. You have a very, very willing community here that is willing to help you.
Definitely. If it's one thing that I have learned today, then it is this.
Hello? If everyone can write down if they are a boy or a girl in the general chat, please. I'm writing down.
Shut the hell up, dickhead.
Somebody get
me. And mute.
So anyway, Phil, I appreciate you coming out here. I honestly didn't expect you to be here and, you know,
Mega.
Knowing full well you could walk into literally a fucking firing squad. So I do applaud you for that. But, you know, remember, please, what I said, because I think a lot of people feel like that.
Yeah, and I hope that's the case. Let the community prove a bit more forthcoming. I mean, no protests and fires and burning cars, bridges, etc. has been kind of necessary today. But I'll hope in the future there will be more. Will be thing.
Yes.
For cooperation, I hope you speak for the community on this. Hope this won't haunt me forever.
I can't speak, of course, for the entire community. Everybody has their own.
There'll always be hardliners, of course.
Of course there will, and there will always be opinions, and that's what is good. Now, of course, I will continue shitting on Coin for the rest of my existence, but I do not think that, you know, today was the worst we've ever done. You put up a monument of all that is wrong, and I will continue pissing on that. But at
right,
least you
that is your on. Right, as a free person of the server.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounded scary.
What do you mean scary?
Free server for now.
I feel like free was in brackets.
Wait, Phil, I have a question. Yeah, wait, I have a question.
Yeah. Yes,
you are free. All right.
Sex.
Nice.
What if I just walk out?
So yeah, I think that ends the official bit. I am really fucking surprised we managed to keep a chat with more than 50 people actually as fucking comfortable as a Turkish parliamentary meeting. Okay. But you know,
Could someone explain, please? I walked into someone saying,
Samantha, just DM me about it. I will explain everything. Oh, and now that everybody's here, I would like to bring up my issue one more time. Please, for the love of Tootsie, have mods for different communities, because your community is like three different communities in one right now. And if we could get
VC niggas represent. Sorry.
I see. Shut your dumb ass the fuck up.
I see.
That'd be absolutely fucking fantastic, Phil. I'd love you. It's a free for all in VC most of the time, and you can get away with things that would straight up be bannable.
You've brought it up in my DMs first, and I told you this is a good discussion. It may not be the best time to bring it up right now?
Oh, I surely know. I know. But I'm just using this opportunity.
I know. I know perfectly well. It will be considered. You...
Doesn't make me cry.
We'll talk about this, but we catch our breaths. If you.
I'm not expecting it to happen in the next day, not even week.
I just want to go to bed.
But I am expecting.
It would be a rash discussion. Rash decision.
I have 14,000 text messages and over 2,000 voice
Duck,
chat
I
hours.
I agree with you. When it comes to the moderators and the community, different types of communities in this big overarching community, there's so many different parts of this server that have different types of people. There's Bombi Postin, which is an entirely different thing from English. There's the art people, which is an entirely different thing from everyone else. Then there's the voice chat people, which for those who've been in voice chat with me, I'm very vocal when it comes to these situations, and we're completely different from the rest, from the other parties. And it's difficult when it's lucky difficult to state your opinion in voice chat. Yeah, you can, but it's not going to be heard by everybody. And because there's a lot of shit that's talked about in here, and that's where I find out most of my information is through voice chat.
Okay, can I also mention that the vote for my mod is a hard yes in suggestions?
No.
Bro, you just said cringe.
26 to 9.
You're gonna leave 50 more times before you will even be considered for mod, okay?
Oh, shit! Bet, do it. Percy, do it. You wouldn't. You've changed.
I can do it easily after this VC.
Dude, go.
I
have Percy's rules. I'm gonna get member back anyway.
Bruh.
Doc, I'm glad you were the speaker for this.
Thanks, bro.
I
feel like you're the only one
hurling insults at me.
Hurling insults at you, I can do all day in text chat, but that doesn't resolve anything, and neither does it strengthen my position. So I'm just going to be, rational about it, and maybe actually solve some shit, because, as an admin here, you've had your fair share of shit thrown at you in text, and I know you're kind of resilient to that. So if I started shitting on you here, wouldn't really work now, would it? That's like trying to piss against a metal sheet hoping you'll go through. Just being rash about it gets me a lot further than actually, not even me, this whole, debacle. Than shouting at you. And, I applauded you for walking into a firing squad, or what might have been a firing squad, might have been, who knows, maybe we shouted at you. But no, we were rational about it. And I think that goes to show that you have a lot more community here that's actually very useful and very willing and capable than you realize.
Awesome.
Also, hi.
Again. Thank you, Doug, for
anyone having a question anymore. I kind of hope everybody is satisfied with the kind of spokesperson that
I've already
for
stated
the community.
I've already
Wait,
stated my opinion
guys,
in the town hall.
For
so
we're like all the staff here. Are you guys gonna start promoting the server again or get Bombi to?
You can't get
sorry, let me just call her.
Yeah, let me just call Bombi. Beep 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 boop. Hello.
That was a little rude, but
yeah, no, niggas wilding in here. You gotta come back.
Does that answer your question?
Okay. She answers her DMs on Instagram.
Again, I've already.
Still, you can't just like get her to join back.
DM
no, I've already stated my opinion. Get her to join back. I'm saying,
bro, just
you guys didn't listen. You guys didn't listen or hear my question correctly.
I said,
are you
going to
promote it even though Bombi is not coming back?
How is
Bombi does whatever Bombi wants.
No, okay, Phil, she's saying, because now that Bombi doesn't have the link for the Discord on her Instagram anymore because she left it, how are you going to promote it?
How are you going to promote it?
Well, it wasn't
the question
part
is,
of the discussion
why
in the tunnel. Exactly. There was hello. In the town hall, there was a question raised if the promoted at all. If their pumpkin had a question about if there should be organic growth or if there should have been a kind of forced growth to the server. I don't know. That's up for discussion. It wouldn't want me going back right now. I don't think so. In the future, maybe. Who knows?
We need forced growth. If you look at what happened after the TikTok explosion, the Instagram explosion, the server went to shit. That's where shit started going downhill. Most of you people wouldn't be here if not for those explosions. That's true. I love some of you. But forced growth is never good.
I think that's kind of true because we've never experienced forced growth. Although people might say, oh, but the Instagram thing and she posted on her TikTok once. That was not forced growth. That was people who already knew Bombi coming in. If you force growth, you will do nothing but attract people who either look for these kinds of places who want to force growth and abuse that fact, which has happened before in other servers I've been in who try to force this kind of thing. And, you know, returns will kind of be minimal since we're kind of a niche server. I'm not going to lie. We are pretty niche to, you know, one platform, one creator, and that's about it. So forcing growth in, you know, the conventional ways will not work.
Being niche in this regard is also our strength because we are in the privileged position of being the first remaining Bombi server. Everybody joined to learn basically about Bombi and all the stuff that has been happening on Discord. This server is known. This is not a spin-off server. This is the Bombi server basically. So there will always be organic growth of people who are looking for Bombi plus Discord, that niche we fulfill basically. Of course, there's sub niches, BBG2, there is, and all the other spin-offs with specific topics to them. But this server is basically at the center of this, so it will always have this organic growth of people who fulfill Discord plus Bombi. Fine for now. I can check the member count for now. It's 2,861. Yeah. Fine, but there has also been many inactive people who haven't logged into their Discord account in 30 days.
I'd like to point out that half of the people on the server never sent more than 2 messages.
Yeah, exactly. If you want
of growth we get from Instagram, we get from TikTok. Those people are interested in Bombi, but they're not interested in a Bombi related server.
Exactly. Instagram would be more of a shotgun approach to that. You generally get a large amount of people in. A few will stick. How many of you in here came from Instagram?
I did.
From YouTube. Bro, I did.
Listen.
I did.
So some of the active people will, of course, stay. It's just a matter of statistics, basically. But it's not something maybe to aim for if you want. Anon was getting high on that number. Oh my god, 4,000 members, but none of that posted. Steady decline in posts, but it's all there are dead chat hours. The community is there, and I'd rather have a more close-knit community than a rapid-fire chat or any sort of discussion.
Well, you got one.
And that's kind of what I tried to say. I don't think I worded it quite well. And that's kind of why shotgunning isn't a good approach, as you call it. Because, you know, this community is tight-knit as it is. Like, it very rarely happens these days, except for great examples like Zai or whoever, who suddenly raised to, community standard or staple.
I love you, Zai.
That it's actually very comfortable at this point. Now, I'm not saying we should just lock the doors and keep this party to ourselves. Of course not. But make sure that if you start promoting this server, promote it in a way that it attracts people who actually have interests. in what we do here.
Exactly.
I think a big draw for a lot of people who are inactive here was the fact that Bombi was in here. It sort of formed a closer boundary than you would usually have just following her on Instagram or something like that. I think that was the main draw for a lot of people, being that close. And now with Bombi no longer here, and you know, it just being a general community about her and the distance being bigger again, it is generally harder to find people. But the people that exactly. you will find are the people who want to stay for that and who are interested generally in the same
topic.
People
who were here for Bombi were also only active for Bombi. Every time Bombi would pop up in chat, they would be active. They would try to get their attention. Well, most of them, not all. And if they left after she left, well, then they didn't stay for the community. They stayed for her.
Orbiters.
So that comes back a bit where I have a question, because our mission statement usually was always a place for her, about her. Do you think now that, you know, Bombi is pretty much gone for good, as most people believe, and the community still being there, that we changed that mission statement?
No, I wouldn't say she's gone for good. She's gone for now. Things might change. Bombi's a 16-year-old girl. Things might change tomorrow. Who knows? And I think we should make appealing. If that was our mission statement, maybe we can still aim towards that. Make an appealing server.
So
that would attract lots of them. We don't have to go overboard Nazi to enforce PG-13 version of this server, but I don't think having Ricardo's dick swing across the screen every 2 minutes is also what you desire in the server.
Yeah, and yeah, I think is. That comes back to rule set, and I Why do not? Think the current rule set is fine and how it's enforced. But what you're basically saying is, you know, there is a chance she might be back. Let's just keep her bedmate in case she does want it. Is that what you're saying, or am I wrong here?
That is not what I am telling, but I think that would be a very good approach. Doesn't have to be exactly as it would have to be if she was be here. Very, very good goal, good aim to strive towards having a very server to be around. So that answers your question a bit, I think.
It does answer my question as if, well, not as if, but towards the point of, do we keep our mission statement, which currently we are. And I think any question on the other part would just, you know, spark, you know, not drama, but statement. Conspiracy.
Yeah, our mission statement... It's fine as it is. There is a new rule set being developed in our test server. We're writing on the new rule set. Desert has mentioned it. Roy has mentioned it. I think that's gonna be coming. The idea was two rule sets. Basically, if she comes back, of course, has been there will be an influx of orbiters, more underage people. It will have to be stricter. But it's also it's a work in progress. I can't say for sure
what
we'll come up with, but it's progress.
So are you able to share what you've come up with so far, or is it so speculative and, you know, changing that you can't actually say what's in there will exist tomorrow?
It's just basic rules, yo. Like, it's rules. Mean, it's you just, could see it's, them, but it's not important yet. Like, it's not a thing. It's not interesting. It's just rules.
So, what do we do if Bombi does come back?
One second. It's just people throwing ideas into the bin, rewording, etc., getting on the same page on expression of a rule, etc. It's nothing of importance to share.
Okay, so it's more of a clarification and a
edge case bound, where you basically strip out edge cases that we used to have and where boundaries were vague. Is that what you're saying?
We are reworking them, and we will get back to you when they are finished. That's basically the political statement that I'm giving you.
All right.
What did you want to add?
Hey, there was somebody else with a question. Please do ask if you have questions. Because I'm kind of out of questions for now, or statements, or whatever to make. I think I've already made my final statement about things earlier. So yeah, just please consider what we think. That's really all I can hope for. We can't force you to do anything, of course. But
of course,
please let today be a show of what happens when, you know, taking decisions goes too far. I think that should be a monument to it.
I'd like to say something.
Were there questions for anybody?
Phil, can I ask you to, promise something? To keep the backroom bargaining, the quagmire, all this shit that ruined the community for a lot of people, to keep it away from the server.
Can you wish.
Yeah, related to that.
For the backroom bargaining too. Promise that I try my very best to keep it out of here as much as it's possible.
Okay, thank you.
Relating to that, Phil, you mentioned that you're putting Youth on pause, and you're going to give him more chances and all of that. I feel like today he really did not make a good impression on people, and you should be very prepared for him not becoming a mod and not becoming popular in the community. I mean,
becoming popular on the community lies solely on him. I can't force that, as you have seen today. More or less put him on pause. As you said, I don't quite agree with that statement. Yeah, I can't force the community to like him. Of course, they have to do that themselves. And you should take into consideration up in arms, and a lot has been fuel into the fire, which exploded this at the end. So now we are here. The announcement is made. I've all the things that I've been talking about from the beginning of the of this VC till now, result of today's shitstorm, basically.
Wait, did you just say 2 days? I'm sorry, today. I didn't catch the last thing you said. Could you please repeat?
Today. The shitstorm today.
Sorry. I saw
that happened. The announcement, what I've been talking about in this VC has been due to what has happened today.
Ah, okay. Yeah, sorry, my misunderstanding.
Yeah, to summarize, saw the community wanted. I saw my mistakes, and to an extent, the others, of course. In the future, we can only work together.
Good.
That is the main takeaway.
I hope to see examples of it
for
soon.
Your question.
Also, I have one thing I'd like to ask you to clarify. Is this a server by the people, for the people? Just a server about Bonby? Or is this a server for Bonby? With her being the sole
ruler.
This
question is getting asked. No. I can tell you one clear thing. Bonby is not the ruler of this server.
So is
the rest is... The rest is kind of vague about her. This is not a server for her, but we, of course, should strive to being a server for her and make it generally a better place.
I think the point is,
this mission statement of ours should be our maxim, which we should act on, basically. not.
The question is really weird.
Well, the question is difficult. It's a survey about Bombi. But it's also more.
Yes, but will the good of the community be always put first? Like, what is
so
important?
Would you say the for the good of community would be more having Bombi remain for the community? I think the good of the community and the will of the community has definitely been hurt today, at least, that has happened. So you can see how much weight the community holds in this whole thing, because the community makes up the server. If Bombi would come back, would that make it a server for Bombi? Yes, I think so.
So
for Bombi but... now? No, but we can strive always to make it better.
So
it should be a server with Bombi.
Well, he was a person asked
in general. Yes, just ideal.
So what the fuck are you talking about? You're saying it's a server about Bombi, then you're saying it's a server for Bombi. It should be
it
a server
would be
with
a server
Bombi.
For Bombi if she joins. That's what he said.
It just has to be. It just has to be a server that she's comfortable coming to, right?
Yeah,
because there's tons of servers that are about her. But if she's not comfortable going to those servers, then it doesn't matter what they're about, right?
Yeah, but that's not a server for Bombi. That's the difference.
Let me rephrase.
It's a server with Bombi.
So Phil, so hypothetically, let's say Bombi joins back, and there's two different needs that need to be met. Would you fulfill the needs of Bombi herself or the needs of the community?
Those two things don't have to be at odds, though. I mean,
yeah,
we're making it like
that's exactly what I was just about to say. That doesn't have to be at odds. We had Bombi in here before, under different circumstances, of course. We had made a set, especially for the case of Bombi being here, and that was generally well received, I think. We had kind of difficulties getting Bombi to work along because of Aeon being owner, and after Black was owner, Bombi wasn't quite but we had just before she had some progress on having her included in staff discussions, but it was basically a server being run by staff and by Black, and Bombi popping into a Bombi posting once or twice a while. She was lurking a lot though, but she wasn't interacting that much besides Bombi posting, as y'all have seen. So if she would be to join back, she would definitely be included in staff discussion. She would get the Bombi color role that's still dormant, basically. We'll see from there how it goes, how far she... I mean, we're drafting out here the case if Bombi comes back. It isn't even certain if or when she comes back. She may never come back. She may come back tomorrow. That is uncertain. This discussion is warranted. How those two for or against or with or about Bombi are things that have to collide.
No, there's... but I think we're in very much hypothetical situations right now. Yeah, sure. There's popular opinions about what she thinks about this place, but something
about it in the past that I would ban Bombi. Absolutely every right to be here.
There is also the question of whether Bombi should really come back. I mean, it's been unhealthy for her and it's been unhealthy for the community.
That is not a decision to make
for
us.
No, that's
yeah.
not something admins
but should we
can
strive
decide about.
To get her back.
Well, no one is aiming to get her back.
I don't think we should actively pursue it. It's kind of like forcing.
One guy in here was calling her. I don't know what she said. So,
bro, I can't leak DMs. Come on. anyway, so
yeah,
if Bombi comes back and when she comes back and what we'll do when she comes back, I think
it is, I'm sure there will be plans in place for when it happens, and we'll do what we've always done because it's worked. But I don't think we should go into deep speculation on what we should do when it happens. Let's just first wait when it happens, or if it happens, and then look from there on forward, because we have no clue where we'll be when that happens. This is not a discussion that I think is useful now, as it might be literal years before she comes back, and things might be different and will be different. So I don't think it's useful having this discussion now, as, you know, when she comes back, God knows Armored Thunder might be owner. I'm just, you know, throwing something out there.
Maybe we don't know.
Yeah, or it could be me, whatever.
I could have one.
In 20 years? Yeah, of course.
Percy, I promise you, if this place is around in 20 years, I'll give you more.
Oh my gosh, I'm not gonna be around in this world in
20 years.
Dude, put it on the clock. 20 years, Percy gets mod. 20 years, I should be able to get member, honestly.
How many messages do you think you'll have by then?
Me?
In
20
years,
two?
God, it'll be in the mill.
I have 500 for my owl.
Bro, in 20 years, Discord will have needed to upgrade their server infra computer to fucking quantum computers because size integers don't support the amount he spams. Holy shit, that man has an unhealthy obsession with this place.
90,000 messages in total, counting those that got deleted when Aaron banned me.
Bro, do you know how much Zai has gained in a month?
Zai?
Zai's insane.
Yeah, look at how many messages
I know Zai
is insane,
but like...
Zai's mad.
Oh, wow.
He's gonna explode. 86. He's gonna explode one day. Alright, I'm going to bed. I can't handle this.
Okay, guys. Losers.
Yo, wait, so this server's still around, let's say 10
Yeah,
here.
Phil, you're allowed to go to sleep. We've asked everything you want to ask. Thank you for being here.
I'm
going to
bed too. Bye-bye.
Tomorrow.
Good night, Jodo.
Thank you for executing me.
No, but I had a gun pointed at your head, so, you know, we're fine. It was 10, so we're fine.
Before you go to sleep, remember to send me those pics in DMs, no notes.
Oh, yeah, about those creamy leg pics of production. Is that still open?
DM me, please, thank you.
I mean, if we're still sending those, can I get some men?
Alright, I'll see everyone later. Good night.
Yeah, pornography.
Wait, Duck, answer my question in DMs.
Wait, what did you send me in DMs?
Answer the first question.
With lots of loot, please. Strawberry flavor if you got questions. It.
Alright, I just wanted to make sure.
Can we take a Duck special roll?
What? No.
I think this has been a productive day. Thank you, fellas. It's time for pornography.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Who said my name? Who the fuck said my name?
What?
Wait, Rice, can I join you?
You swear to God, I will find you said my name.
What the fuck, man?
Can I join you, man?
I will bibbity bip bop bop. Who the fuck said that?
Okay.
Phil, buddy, go to bed.
Yeah, I think it's the best.
Otherwise, you'll say some dumb shit and we'll all regret it, and then I will have to execute you.
Oh, okay. I can also just delete the server. What if we
My meme edit foretold. But as we all commonly know, you're too big of a bitch to do it.
Can I be in the poopy gang? Dinkster on Jaw, you could have just came to the leader.
Fucking eventful day. I hope at least some,
Let's flip a coin on deleting the server.
Okay. Let's flip a coin.
Hey, don't push it.
Control.
I already put him on the edge. Don't push this, man.
Big black coin flipping, man.
Don't fucking push him.
Can we get a flip meister in here?
Don't hold him back, please. I'm gonna sleep now. Oh, thank
Let
you.
Let the fights be.
So, one quick question. I know Percy and Vale asked this. They want the kind of backroom stuff to be kept off the server. Is that something you guys... Because I feel like when that stuff kind of boils and explodes, that's been the big, big server dramas that have happened for the last couple of months, right?
We've had a lot of different shit, but today was a very big example of it. Yeah, so well, what's your question
about that?
That
it happened.
Well, shouldn't we have it more transparent?
Today was back on bargain.
That's what I brought up, and that's what I told him. You can always come in with 20/20 hindsight and, you know, say, well, shouldn't if we've been more transparent? Shouldn't we done that? I think he will be more transparent in the future just because of what happened and the gun we can put to his head. But I think he might legitimately be. I think he might legit be, because today he lost half his mod team. He could have lost half more if he didn't go in here.
Have lost all of his mods. And
yeah, he could have legit lost all of his OG mods today in a single go. And I think that scared him enough to actually listen to what the fuck we had to say, since
and
we didn't
he
just yell at him.
Breaks his word. That's going to be the last drama.
Yeah, but Percy, there's no way to check if he breaks his word, since it's either he is transparent or he isn't, and we don't know when he is or isn't, since we don't know what goes on behind the scenes.
It's kind
of
hard to
hide
all
of that.
Yeah, we can't verify that he is.
It's kind of very fucking hard to hide all of that.
Like, I can only hope that things will be better in the future, maybe. And, you know, I'm the most cynical fuck in here, and maybe next to Chocolate. But I do think he'll change things. Maybe not quick. I wouldn't expect things to be done tomorrow or even this week. I think we do hope, though, unlike Youth, should give him a chance to actually start making improvements. And if we see it, maybe we'll regain some trust in him. Who knows? Maybe. But Duck. I don't think it's fair to lynch him just yet.
Duck.
For not being transparent.
Since this is all done, Black Coin, Phil, I know you already left, but it's been real, and I'm going to make the next choice easy. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The next choice. What the fuck is he on about?
Oh shit, that's what Youth sounds like. What a loser.
Yeah,
okay, he's
you.
Still a fucking retard, and I'll piss in his mouth. But what did he say about
wait,
the next
yo.
Choice easy?
I don't fucking know.
Wait, was that you?
Maybe it's like Hitler's
last
name.
That was you.